data ops, agile and DevOps apply to data pipelines. Core insight upfront. Data ops applies the principles that revolutionized software delivery to data pipeline delivery. Agile for iterative planning, DevOps for CI/CD and automation, lean manufacturing for continuous improvement and quality at source. The goal, move from months-long data projects delivered waterfall style to continuous, automated, tested data delivery. Data ops is not a tool. It is the operational discipline that makes all other modern data frameworks actually work in production. The framework is codified in the Data Ops Manifesto, which defines 18 principles. It draws from three traditions: from agile, iterative delivery, cross-functional teams, rapid feedback loops, willingness to adapt priorities based on new information; from DevOps, continuous integration and continuous deployment, automation, infrastructure, as code, monitoring and alerting; from lean manufacturing, continuous improvement, waste elimination, and two specific concepts, JIDOKA, which means automated detection of abnormalities so the system stops itself when quality fails, and POKAYOK, which means error prevention through design. Seven core principles define the practice. First, collaboration. Data engineers, data scientists, analysts, and business users working in a shared framework with shared tools, no silos. Second, automation. Automate ingestion, validation, transformation, and deployment to reduce manual errors and free teams for higher value work. Third, CI/CD for data. Version control all pipeline code, transformation logic, and schema definitions. Run automated tests on every change. Deploy through staged environments. Fourth, continuous improvement. Measure everything. Optimize relentlessly. Fifth, end-to-end lifecycle management. View the entire data lifecycle as one continuous system, not a series of handoffs. Sixth, monitoring and observability. Track quality, performance, usage, and cost across all pipelines. Seventh, agile delivery. Work in short cycles of 2 to 4 weeks, delivering small frequent improvements rather than big bang releases. The key practices that distinguish a data ops mature organization from one that is not. Version control, everything. Not just transformation code, but pipeline definitions, schema declarations, test suites, and configuration. Use Git-based workflows with pull requests and code review, identical to software development. Automated testing at multiple levels, unit tests for individual transformation logic, integration tests for end-to-end pipeline behavior, and data quality tests for schema validation, business rules, and referential integrity. All tests run in CI before deployment. Environment management, development sandboxes for experimentation, staging environments that mirror production for validation, and production environments that are governed, monitored, and bound by SLAs or service level agreements. The distinction from DevOps is important. DevOps accelerates software delivery. DataOps accelerates data delivery. Both rely on automation and CI/CD, but data has unique challenges that software does not. Data has state. You cannot just redeploy to fix a problem because the data has already propagated downstream. Data has volume. Testing with production scale data requires different strategies than testing code. Data has external dependencies. Source systems change without warning. Upstream providers alter schemas. Third-party APIs go down. Data ops must account for all of these. DBT is the most natural implementation of data ops principles for the transformation layer. It provides Git-based version control, automated testing, CI/CD pipelines, and documentation out of the box. If you are using DBT and following its conventions, you are already practicing data ops for your transformation layer. The remaining gap is typically in ingestion, orchestration, and monitoring, areas where tools like Airflow, Dagster, or Prefect combine with data observability platforms to complete the data ops stack. Organizations adopting data ops report a 20 to 40% increase in data analytics efficiency. The drivers are fewer data incidents because automated testing catches issues before production, faster delivery because CI/CD eliminates manual deployment bottlenecks, and better collaboration because shared tools and processes reduce handoff friction. Strategic takeaway: data ops is the connective tissue between all other data frameworks. Data mesh needs data ops practices within each domain team. Data contracts need CI/CD to enforce. Observability needs data ops to be actionable. The lakehouse needs data ops to keep bronze, silver, and gold layers healthy. Without operational discipline, every other framework is theory.